Heather Christie.
My key takeaway from News Rewired was probably how you can't foist something on your audience. You have to make sure there's a market there and give them what they want rather than saying this is a great idea. Here, consume it, consumers. And that's my key takeaway.
But that's not what journalists have been thinking about, is it, for the last 30, 20 years? That's the salespeople's job. That's been the salespeople's job.
The salespeople have said, you know, you got to create a market and make people want to buy it. But I think people are kind of a little tired of being told what they want to consume. And I think people want actually genuinely stories and ideas that they care about and that are kind of close to their hearts.
Tom Kingham.
Hello, what's the question?
The question is, what was your big takeaway from News Rewired? But please encompass tonight's Future of News event.
Encompass it. I think the big thing was the Hyperlocal event, particularly with Philip John, at Philip John, or at Hyper About Local.
Or at I Love Philip John.
No, he's a closet journalist, as we've been discussing. He's a web designer, but he loves journalism now, and he wants to be part of it, and he's organised a load of events, and there's so much good Hyperlocal stuff going on, like your SR2, like Bits and Bots, there's so much good
SR2blog.com.
SR2blog.com. There's so much good stuff going on, and if we can find a way of collaborating the stuff, and with what we had at Future of News with that general election coverage, if we can find a way of bringing all those together, with all the great content that's going to be created, we're going to have damn good, local, proper journalism.
We've talked a little bit about what things might happen in the general election. You do your own hyperlocals, like at enfieldblog.co.uk. So what are you planning to do on general election night?
On general election night itself, be at as many of the counts, there's three counts. I want to try and get to at least two of them, because hopefully they won't declare at the same time. In the run-up to it, I want to try and do videos with the candidates, video hustings, audio, clever stuff like they were doing at the FT at the Future of News, like individual questions and have the audio underneath. Little things like that just make the difference. People can see and can get excited about it.
Yeah. Heather Christie, you're from Toronto.
I am.
This is your first UK general election.
It
isn't
is.
It? Are you excited? Are you...
I'm really excited.
Oh, is this boring? It's fucking boring compared to Obama.
Well, Toronto didn't ever vote in the Obama election, but but I am excited because I am half British, so I can vote in this election, so I'm following it a lot more closely than I otherwise would be. I think it's really cool it's funny because in the media types there's so much hype in terms of like, oh, social media swoon, this is going to like make or break this election. I don't know if it is actually true that in the general public, if they're really excited about social media for this election, or if it's just a big new media leaven. I can't really tell. But I can assure you I'll be there with my quick in hand and my tweet on my fingertips.
What constituency are you?
I'm Holborn and St. Pancras.
That's Frank Dobson, ex-health secretary.
He did indeed make a wonderful speech on the Queen's Speech Day. It made me swoon a little bit.
Yeah. He's a controversial figure.
He's quite a controversial figure.
But he's not getting ousted, is he?
I hope not. He's a wonderful man. I will be happy to vote for him.
Tom Kingham, I certainly know that my mum and dad won't be on Twitter on election night. Will your mum and dad be on Twitter?
No, they'll be in bed asleep probably.
My mum will be.
That's cool. Is your mum on Twitter?
My mum is obsessed with Twitter.
Follow Friday your mum?
I have not follow Friday my mum yet because I don't do follow Friday. But if I did, I would follow Friday my mother. Susan Crossman at Crossman at Crossman.com.
I don't find her.
Follow Friday here.
That's a good note to end on.